Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Orge. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Roy Thomas. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. And now, play ball. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields the ball and throws to Palmer covering. Safe. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Cromarty steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive towards short. Templeton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Wright's applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Templeton applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. White steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Eorg moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg scores. Scott moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Roy Thomas. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Cromartie steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Brock steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-2 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-3 in the game. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cromarty moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Stan Bonson now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hutton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-3 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-3 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips pinch hits for George Frazier. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-4 in the game. Templeton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.